David Pasquazi.
What is this? What you got here?
Shut up.
The beneficiary of his life insurance policy, maybe? It doesn't matter, because as his wife, you'd get everything he had anyway.
Well, that's gone now, so...
Listen, Mrs. Moorhead, we know there's trouble in the marriage. You're in that crappy apartment. You got nothing but that so-so body that you've let every Tom, Dick, and Everett have their way with.
Yeah?
Then why'd you leave him?
You know my whole philosophy. You just gotta grab life and, like, drag life backstage and throw life down on one of the amps and just, like, go to town on life's ass for 40 minutes straight. I always say that.
Nice to see you too, Stormer. However, the battle definitely drained your hero core. You'll need to report to the Quasar Chamber for recharging.
What about the new security measures?
Negative.
I need you to respond to a hero alert that just came in through the hero hotline. I'll mission brief you in the air. It's a code 4, meaning innocent civilians are under attack and in imminent danger. They are the only team I have in that sector.
Hey, kids, I'm not Head, the woodshop safety dummy. I'll bet you're wondering why I don't have any fingers. Well, you're about to find out.
I'm thinking about going up to the lake this summer. It's nice up there. Quiet, no traffic, clean air. Yeah, I totally need to unwind. It's been a stressful winter. I was going to say something. You're getting some grays. That's what happens when you hit middle age. It sucks being 8.
Who dares imprison the subjects of the Gopher King?
What the... I told you to make a spare set. I told one of you. It was Tuesday. I remember because we had the sandwiches.
I am so sinking your town for that.
Yes, yes, we're going to evacuate. I obviously thought of that before because of how smart I am.
Did you really think I wouldn't come back after not hearing all the screaming and collapsing? I'm not stupid, you know. I'll just start the drill again.
Yeah, 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 you're talking to Greg, a.k.a. the Grillmaster. As you can hear, we got a big gathering going on. The wife's family, all 17 of them. And to accommodate the crowd, I'm grilling a turkey.
Yeah, a whole bird.
It's perfect. A cold brewski and a job that keeps me over here in the shade all by myself. Uh-oh, wife approaching.
Okay, Mary, time to get Santa's sleigh ready for...
I don't know, Mary.
I was on wash duty, and when I left, it was glistening like a Christmas ham. I even put on an extra coat of jingle wax. Note to Elf, never put Snow Loaf on watch duty. What do we tell Santa?
Uh-oh, we're cooked.
Okay, what my brother's trying to say is that on the pamphlet for this meeting, we were promised refreshments. And since I can't drink caffeine because of a syndrome I have, I don't personally find coffee refreshing. So...
I would appreciate it if you could remain silent. I'm trying to do a character.
And I make love all day long.
And relax. Relax. Breathe. Relax your head and neck. Your shoulders. Chest. Stomach. Relax your waist. Relax your... Oh, not that relaxed. Go get a towel.
You're craving my love, yes, huh?
As a matter of fact, sir, I'm just here to see if you'd care for any soup. One cannot afford to be tentative. There is no place in rock climbing for tentativeness.
Yeah, me ask your papers. In the glove compartment, your papers. Right? And that green card in the... That means your papers!
They say I make love like no other.